KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump set to enter a courthouse in New York City to face criminal charges. Jury selection begins today, and hundreds of New Yorkers are waiting to see if they'll be chosen to sit in judgment of their former president. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse in downtown Manhattan.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in a case involving a former president, a publisher, and an adult film actress. Prosecutors allege Trump feared for his electoral prospects in 2016 if the public were to learn about Stormy Daniels, who claimed she had sex with Trump, which he denied. The Access Hollywood tape had just surfaced. Trump heard boasting of grabbing women.
The former president has been on his social media platform railing against the trial, complaining about the gag order imposed on him, saying, "I want my voice back." Mr. Trump required to attend the proceedings, which will keep him off the campaign trail at least 4 days a week. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Representative Ty Bodden has announced that he will run for the Wisconsin 3rd Assembly District. Bodden, a Republican from Hilbert, has represented the 59th Assembly District since January 2023. New legislative maps have placed him in the newly drawn 3rd Assembly District, which covers the Calumet County portion of the cities of Appleton and Menasha, and areas like Brilliant, Chilton, Harrison, Stockbridge, and others. An officer-involved shooting in Grand Shoot Friday night sent one person to the hospital with critical injuries. According to a press release, Outagamie County sheriffs responded to a crash on West Prospect Avenue. When they arrived, a subject drew a knife. Deputies unsuccessfully used a taser on that person. Another deputy fired their weapon. No officers were injured. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9. And I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions. And we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime. I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20 since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The crew just 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day, he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge, and there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocate radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. A beautiful Monday here in downtown Green Bay.
You know what I'm terrible at? You know what, let me tell you something I'm terrible at.
Being on time.
Besides that.
What?
You can chart. I just told Todd, I said, oh my God, I spilled. I got a cup of coffee. You can watch exactly where I was.
I know.
You could trail me.
Don't look at the coffee. You were never a waiter, right?
No.
Yeah, don't look at the coffee. Just
you could
look
follow
at
me all the way here. Right. I spilled the entire way.
Yeah, I know.
I remember a time a guy.
Why don't you hit 10 ounces instead of 12 since it's a 12-ounce cup?
I remember a guy, mm-hmm. I think he stopped inviting me to his party. To have a party once a year.
Was that me?
No. But he said he used to be able to follow me from his entire house from wet. I'd spill red wine.
On his carpeting.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. I'd sure have you back, like, never. Okay, so we are talking the small business spotlight. We love featuring a small business and entrepreneur, has the spirit, has the unique product. You check all the boxes. Jennifer Nowicki is...
You're one of the top in the country.
It's amazing.
In the United States of America, we've got sitting next to us.
An award-winning.
Yes.
Her focus and her specialty is tea. And it's a great story if you were just joining us now. But the reason she fell in love with tea was because her and her grandmother spent a lot of tea time together.
That's awesome.
And which is very cool. That's why little kids have tea parties with the dolls and...
They never have coffee parties.
But you know that high tea.
Hey,
but
you know.
But Jennifer, you got to admit, high tea is like that's like cool time, right?
Kinda. It's actually technically afternoon tea,
right?
Because high tea is basically it's like it's working class where they're up on pub bars and they're eating like pub food. So technically,
what's the stuff that we did in like we were in Europe and went to that tea with croissants and it played all that great music. Dun, 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 you know, it was like hoity-toity.
Yeah.
I thought that was called high tea.
It's afternoon tea because actually because I'm literally friends with I spoke with Dr. Sharon Hall, who's the head of the UK Tea Association. I have several friends in England too. But my tea is a little different than that. So I'm trying to bring a little more single origin. I'm trying to bring the depth and complexity that the taste profiles are to it. It's a little different than that.
You're almost like a tea version of a wine connoisseur.
Basically, kind of, yes. Because I do actually do cheese and tea pairings.
Okay.
I can do coffee. Because actually, when I was at the Northwest Tea Festival, I did cheese and tea pairing. It sold out. I did a mini cup cupping showing two different highly oxidized oolongs, one from Taiwan and one from China, to show the terroir is extremely important.
Okay, what time is the
terroir?
What's that?
That's the earth, the climate, and all that for wine. That's where.
Wow.
Okay.
So yes.
So I got a suggestion for you. Yes. So what time is the afternoon tea? 2:30.
Usually it's around between 2 and 3.
Right. Okay. So let's.
Is that what the break? Because my World War II guys said they would be like going into a battle. And the Brits would say, oh, no, we have to stop. It's like, oh, no, the Germans are not. We have to stop. It's time for tea. They were like beyond belief, almost religious. That's, they had to have their tea at a certain time.
That's
like the siesta for other. But hey, I want to get back to
this. No, talk about that, though.
No, I want to hear. I can make her some money.
Can I ask my question first? Why are the Brits so, but they're just amazing about that, right?
Yes, and they helped spread it across. But then, of course, that it's already has a huge tea culture in Asia where it's a very, very different. And that's kind of more what I am trying to do is more of the Asian tea culture.
This is what we're going to do. The Northland Hotel.
Okay.
It's going to be 100 years old. You should have afternoon tea there. Bring in your products. We'll bring in the music because, you know, music is, and just not a band, but, you know, just some
background. You're bringing in the music?
The background. You know, just a little, you know, acoustic guitar or something, right? Don't you have a little music with that?
It can.
Right.
I'm just trying to get away from that because I want people to grasp it that there is other types of tea and other ways and forms because...
Well, bring in your tea is what I'm saying.
I grasp that, but I'm trying to get away from the afternoon tea concept.
Oh.
I want people
nice
to know.
Nice job, Jim.
I'm trying to let people know what
it is. That went over well.
Sorry.
Wow. No. Shut down on my own show.
Hey. I'm sorry.
It's not the first time.
I'm just trying to let
people know. Like being back and running Collie at the dance.
Yeah, like being mayor again.
Because I want people to grasp that there is so many different ways and methods of doing this. And I'm going more towards the Asian. When I was at the Chicago Tea Festival, people sold out right away my oolongs. I want people to grasp that there is so much more to it. I think people here, they still think English tea, or they think kind of like when you go to a coffee house where they put milk and sugar, which is kind of English. And I'm trying to let people grasp that there is something so much different in the depth and complexity that there is in tea, because that's what
does
I was intrigued.
Does tea have caffeine?
Yes, it'll all have caffeine. If you get that Silver Needle, because it's grown... where originally white teas are from, it'll have hardly any caffeine, like a decaf coffee. But if you go, because I actually was talking to people when I was at the Chicago Tea Festival, if you get it from different other countries, it'll have a very high caffeine content.
Oh, okay.
For white teas.
So somebody can drink tea in the morning, you know, because you drink coffee to kind of get your engine started in the morning. Yeah. Tea can do the same thing.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so your focus is not really so much the English, more oolong.
Well,
as long as it doesn't take too long, I want you
to
make money.
Todd,
I want her to make
please
some money.
Control him.
No, and it's like the dark teas, the white teas.
Right,
I have a huge I have the largest selection, probably, of oolong teas in Wisconsin. They sell very well nationally and internationally.
Okay, what does oolong mean? Is there
semi-oxidized between greens and blacks?
Right. Oh,
It can be the varying degrees, and different countries will.
Green tea has a great reputation.
Yes.
Is it deserved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as you don't add anything unhealthy to it, yes.
Right, okay.
Right. So, Jennifer, I go into a restaurant.
Yeah.
I order tea. Like, what? They just come out with the box, and you pick out the Earl Grey. But what if I want to be sophisticated, like wine?
You know more about tea than I realize. You know your
tea's
stuff
here. Tea's a thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is.
I think a lot of people drink tea.
There's more tea festivals popping up across the nation.
And there's a lot of more tea shops, too, right?
Is it better for you than coffee?
Might be. I don't know. I didn't know as much about coffee, so.
Okay.
Even though I live was in Seattle.
They say, you know, coffee, they say you have high blood pressure. And I used to
You can do high blood pressure, diabetes, especially with green teas. I was less than about 2 years ago. I was in an international conference where there's, like, doctors from across the world.
Yeah.
And I found out that green tea has even a higher percentage of helping for diabetes, because I thought it was almost like minimal, but it's close to like 33% or 35% according to their studies.
Wow.
So cultivate taste. You are on Broadway, right? 520 North Broadway.
Yes.
I've been to your place, but I just want to tell our listeners that. And you not only sell tea, but you also, like you're telling us, you will share a lot of knowledge with, I mean, you own the place, and you're there a lot.
I do Tea 101 class. I can do, you know, the pairings. I can do the Tuesday tea tasting to develop your palate and all that, and yes.
When I lived in Arizona, we used to make sun tea.
Yes.
You ever have sun tea?
I've heard of it.
You ever have sun tea?
No.
You'd make this tea. You'd use the actual tea leaves and stuff like that, and then you'd put it in your porch in the sun for, like, about a week.
Yeah.
And that would sweeten it. Yeah, it was cool.
She doesn't seem very impressed.
Oh, no. I know about that.
More impressed than what you were talking about
that's
a little
true.
While ago.
Yeah, she didn't like my idea. That's no. right. That's right.
No. And I've already kind of
moved
done,
on.
Well, yes. But, well, I'm just. I wanted originally for that to be a very small aspect because when I was in Milwaukee, when I had my tea room, I wanted to be a small aspect because it was a small aspect, but because they allowed me, because I'm also doing Zen Sundays.
I need some Zen in my life.
So I will be doing that. And I'm, you know, I've done written articles about, you know, how important green tea is to okay. Zen culture.
So nice. Tell me, all right, so you have a lot going on, and you yeah. are the only, like, again, I want to repeat that because it's worth repeating, is that you're the only certified tea specialist in Wisconsin since 2009. You're very well schooled, a lot of international festivals. How do we learn more about all the offerings you have? Not in terms of tea, in terms of these lessons.
When you say Zen, You mean like just being calm, right?
Zen as in Zen Buddhism?
Yeah.
Because
I've studied this a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've read about it.
You've read about it. Okay. Now that's it. See, he read about it.
I can give you my article that I did on Zen Buddhism.
Please do.
I do.
Because I'm trying to find something to make me relax. Okay. I think I'm a little stressed at time because of you. I really do. I'm serious.
No,
and I need something to just calm right. myself.
The coach of the Bulls was big into Zen, right? He yeah. gave him all the books, yeah. read that.
Yes.
Big Huge. Into that.
And I've actually...
Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Okay. And I've actually seen, what is it, the Dalai Lama when he was...
He met the Dalai Lama.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
He shook hands with him. He said he had the softest hands he's ever shook hands with.
Worked a day
the Dalai
life,
Lama.
That's why. Okay, but yeah. yeah.
He said the same about you.
Anyway... I want to learn more, but I think I might go to a couple of these classes. I know someone
I
who
want
will.
Zen. I really do. I'm serious.
I do. I've written an article about it.
It's nice.
How where it comes from, it starts and stuff, and then how integral.
Comes from your stomach, right? Well, oh, I thought it did. Didn't? Isn't that where it starts?
Is that?
Jeez, John. No.
No. Okay.
Something
I think
like
it was something
that.
Else.
No.
Okay.
Like that.
That's yeah. indigestion. I think is where that starts.
Different article.
Yeah. Okay. Website. Phone. How can we contact you?
It's
besides stopping in your store, which is
CultivateTaste.com. You can go info@CultivateTaste for my email. My phone number is 920-770-7163. All those will work. You can learn more about me on my website. I sell nationally and internationally. So
awesome. Yeah, I mean, you are like the guru.
You are.
I mean, you're like one of the top of the United States, right?
I guess, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is. That's cool what
it's
you're
impressive.
Doing.
Right down the street here.
You're in an industry that's growing.
Yes.
That is kind of not known, so that you kind of got two things going for you. You got a growing industry, and then people want to just know about tea. And I think, as a general statement, it's healthy.
Right? Oh, it is. It is, unless you add something unhealthy to it.
Right.
Basically.
Like, I put honey in mine
no,
sometimes. Is that good or bad?
I talked to her about that at break.
Honey?
Yeah.
I prefer... Because when I took my classes, when we did the cupping, you don't add it. So at my physical location, we do it straight because okay. I want people to develop their palates.
Tell me about the pairing.
That's why like Jim drinks his whiskey.
It's not, what is this?
We're
oh, this
time.
Is that Zen stuff. So if we're going to fall asleep now.
Okay.
The pairings, like.
I can do any kind of pairings. I can do any kind of food. I actually did for the cannery with teas. I've done in the Omri in okay. Western Wisconsin.
Right.
Cheese.
This music's putting me to sleep.
Cheese and tea, chocolate and tea. I do Japanese
really?
Food and tea. Yes.
Do you do tea parties at people's homes?
Not really, unless I get a huge enough party.
How
people.
Many? Okay, I'm gonna talk to her about
yes.
that. Okay, Jennifer, you are awesome. And 520 North Broadway, Cultivate Taste. This thanks for bringing us to our community.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good-looking Monday morning. That was really great. Jennifer Nowicki,
yeah.
Small Business Spotlight, one of the top aficionados of tea in the United States of America.
All in.
And she's just down the block. You're right across the river. That's fantastic. I wish I got to develop a better taste for it. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes
I told her
it's
that.
Like
I kind of said that to her, and she is totally against, because I thought some natural honey or natural sugar, but she's like, nope.
I got to develop that. You know, you acquire a taste for certain things.
Well, or you got to find the tea that has a lot of that like built into it. You know what I mean?
Like sushi. I'm not a sushi guy. You're a sushi guy.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got to develop a certain, you taste some. Well, it's like whiskey.
Salmon?
I mean, the first time you ate whiskey or drank whiskey, you ate whiskey. First time you drank whiskey, you didn't like it.
No,
but now, drink it by the barrel.
After seventh grade, it's just a little harsh then. But
yeah.
No, this is interesting.
Very
interesting.
I think
some classes on Tuesday, I think I might take one of those.
I'm serious about the Zen thing. I'm looking for some Zen in my life.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I need some Zen.
That Phil Jackson, who I'm sure you're a huge fan of, he just gave those players those books.
That was it, man.
I don't think he coached like X's. I don't know.
I thought it began with your breathing, and it begins with your breathing.
Yeah, you were spot on because she started laughing after you said that. So I think you got to go reread that.
But it begins with your breathing. That's where Zen starts from, and it's breathing in your stomach. You breathe from your stomach, not from your lungs. That's the beginning of Zen, I believe.
Wow.
I'm serious. I'm right about this.
You don't use your lungs?
No.
Can you imagine, going to her place for one of those sessions and maybe having, the music of Ace Champion going with his flutes and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
But her place is great. I mean, it's got tea, and she's got all the things to make tea, but... you want to get the right environment. I just think that there's a business out there for her, but she really wants to do this. This China, Taiwan, Japan, English.
Hey, you want it?
But she knows what she's doing, man. She's doing great.
Okay. I think she's doing pretty well.
So
I don't think she needs your advice.
No,
I'm gonna be honest
with you. That was painfully obvious.
Yeah. You know what one of the biggest dangers is in growing tea?
Oh, geez. Okay. What, John?
Do you want me to tell you or not?
Yeah, I what you think.
No, I know.
Dangers of growing tea.
Yep.
Animals?
Kind of.
Tea leaves. Yeah, I would guess.
Why it's a dangerous job, growing tea in those countries.
I have no idea.
Cobras.
Oh.
Oh, that would stop me.
More people, because that's where cobras hang out, because it's got the low water, it's got the whatever. It's a perfect environment for cobras. And lots of people get bit by cobras growing tea in India.
That is enough to deter me.
I know, from growing tea.
Yep.
Yes.
I would look for a different business.
Yes, okay. It's a true story.
I didn't know that. I believe that makes sense to me. That does.
Because I'm a big aficionado. What am I a big aficionado on? Poisonous snakes. For some reason, I've got this weird fascination with poisonous snakes.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. But
I watch websites all the time on finding poisonous snakes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we got to support her. She's our small business of the week, 520 North Broadway. And like she said, I've been in there, and it's
fantastic.
Different.
It's like one of the top places in the country.
I know.
It's unbelievable how cool that is.
I wonder why we didn't ask her what made her open up here in Green Bay. Did she say that?
You were rambling about something else and you didn't get around to it. Right. So we didn't have time to get to that.
All right. Well, we'll ask her.
We got Jared Bush, former Packer defensive back, coming on very shortly, talking about Blow Dry Bar Green Bay. This is going to be interesting. This is fantastic. And you know what? I love the fact when Packers aren't, I think Jared's from California, and they stick around.
Yes.
I just think that's so awesome. Oh, by the way, Todd, speaking of football.
Yeah.
Are we starting our Win Minos Money contest this week?
We got to work out the details.
Okay, I'll get a hold of Mike over at Nicolet Bank. But I thought about, you know, when you go for walks, honestly, you think about more. That's like a creative thing, walking.
Right.
I went for a big, long walk yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Told us that.
Yeah. So anyway, here's what I thought. So we're going to do 10 a day, and we're going to start at like $10. Like, okay, we got $10 in the pot. Let's go to this text. It's like, you know, Joe Namath. What school? Alabama. Boom. It increases by $10. Okay, Todd?
Sounds good.
You with me?
Yep.
So anyway, but we're going to have, if somebody wants to, if they can do two ways, we're going to do 10 a day, and it's going to increase increments of $10. Correct?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Right. You talked. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim.
No, yeah. No, I'm saying this is a good idea. I like it. I'm just, you know, I want to, get to the point.
Oh, I wish I was one of your kids. I'd be like a Menendez.
I just got a text. Listening to the show right now. So funny that Mino annoys the mayor so much.
I know. Right? Okay. Wow. Seriously, I'd be one of the Menendez brothers.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the deal, though. So we're going to have 10 quarterbacks per day. And it'll increase each time. I get two right, $20, $30. Okay, keeps going up.
Right.
You following me?
I am.
Okay. But here's the deal, Todd. So my buddy is going to send you 10 quarterbacks every day.
Right.
Okay? And if somebody says, you know, they're number 1 to 10, I will take number 8. Or if they don't give me the quarterback, it's my buddy Knob has it on
the
list.
Right.
One of the 10 every day will be like a daily double where they'll win $100 for that one.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Sure.
It's like, I'll take number 6, Todd. Beep, 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 beep. That is our Win Minos Money multiplied. $100 at stake on this question. What do you think?
Great. That is going to be so much fun. Who's going to sleep tonight?
Can you,
Todd, are we on the air? Okay, let me ask you this. Like, if I physically took the cords from his headphones and wrapped them around his neck.
On video.
Okay.
I could turn the camera off.
Okay, can you turn that off?
Yeah.
And then, okay. And then when we come back, Jim had to leave because he's dead.
John, here's a question for you. So today, we're going to switch gears. That's great. I'm glad you're doing that. Minos Money, that'll be fun. That'll be a fun thing. But I don't want to lose sight of today. Today is Patriots Day, right? Everything's closed in Boston, Lexington, you know, Concord, that shot heard around the world, right? I mean, everybody knows that. Started the whole Civil War. Revolutionary War. See if you're listening.
Okay.
Johnny, what was the shot heard around the world in sports?
The shot heard around the world in sports. Well, maybe when Babe Ruth tried to call his shot and said he's hitting a home run, 1927.
You know?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a sports one.
No, in baseball, the shot heard around the world.
I'm going to say Babe Ruth calling his home run.
It was a walk-off home run hit by the New York Giants outfielder.
Bobby Thompson?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, because that shot around the world is like a significant thing. There's a few shot.
Well, he hit a home run, and that put them in the World Series.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's another shot heard around the world in golf.
Or they won the World Series.
Yeah, that's not. I don't care about that. I'm just talking about the. When people think of the shot heard around the world, they think of the Revolutionary War, right? I mean, everybody knows that.
Really? I don't know.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? What was the shot? Who shot it? Who fired it?
It really was more.
I don't know. I don't know the Revolutionary War as I should.
That was started this country you live in.
Okay.
And the Brits.
But what was the actual shot? What was the one shot? Why was that one shot so?
I don't think it was a bullet. I think it was more that we stood up to the Brits, and they're like, these guys are for real.
Okay.
And that started the Revolutionary War. A bunch of people joined up after that Lexington Concord battle. They're like, holy mackerel, these revolutionary guys, they're the real deal. And people signed up, and then we pushed them back. You can also say
that about the Civil War with Fort Sumter, South Carolina. Well,
yeah. But there was.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
They just took that term and used it for other.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Mm-hmm. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 17-year-old Sienna Pecor is sentenced to 9 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision Friday for second-degree reckless homicide and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Pecor was driving over 100 miles per hour when she crashed, killing the 17-year-old man. The Brown County Circuit Court judge added several conditions to her sentence. She must maintain full-time employment when released, get her GED, and serve 300 hours of community service. Three bridges in downtown Green Bay will close for spring cleaning at different times throughout this week. The Donald Tilleman Memorial Bridge, which takes Mason Street over the Fox River, will close today until 2:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the Bart Starr Memorial Bridge on Walnut will close from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Friday, the Ray Nitschke Memorial Bridge on Dousman and Main will close between 3:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. The repairs are, of course, weather permitting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9. And I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions. And we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime. I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20. Since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The crew just 2-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Mayor Hearn. A beautiful Monday morning, and our world just improved.
Oh my gosh!
Because Jared Bush. Well, no, it made it worse. It made our lives worse with Jared Bush.
We always leave here feeling less of a person because we have such awesome guests, and you, like.
Yeah. In every way.
We like to look
so sharp.
This guy's dressed like a million bucks.
He's dressed like a million bucks.
Smells like
amazing.
And looks at
yeah. In shape, stylish, professional, everything we're not.
I know.
I love you guys' energy. I appreciate it.
Oh,
that's
man.
All we got
Jared,
going for us, Jared. That's all we got going for us.
A lot of things we don't talk about, but one is you stuck around here, and mm-hmm. thank you for doing that. You've got an awesome business that if I can even come close to looking a little bit like you, I'm joining because I think it's awesome what you're...
And I'm gonna throw this out. I'm just going to throw out one football thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy on special teams hit harder than anybody I've seen play for the Green Bay Packers in a lot of years. Would you agree with that, Jared?
No doubt.
You took pride in that, didn't you?
I did. Because you know why? I think when I first got here, me and Charlie Pepper, we were in the elevator, and all of a sudden, Ted Thompson walks in. Can you imagine undrafted free agent? You just get claimed off waivers, and the GM walks in, and he looks up.
He doesn't say much.
Yeah, he doesn't say much. He gives us the once over, and we're like, we look at each other once over, and he's like, hey, Jared, hey, Charlie. We need some help on special teams. And I was like, hey, wherever we got to go to make a name for ourselves and solidify ourselves on the roster, we had to make that opportunity happen, And then we were able to establish a spot on defense. I think that was definitely like a key indicator or a message that was sent from the top to the bottom.
And I will say this, though, I've seen 9 million football games in my life. If somebody wants to stand out, you got to do it on special teams. Because Larry McCarron always says this, special teams was the biggest indicator of a man's courage. Hmm. And some guys want to just kind of run downfield and avoid that and kind of whatever. But the guys that stand out really stand out, don't they?
Correct. And I really believe if you go down the list of some of the past history, Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
He made his mark. He ran down kickoff and pummeled somebody.
Yep.
And head coach Mike Shanahan was like, who is this guy? Let's put him at running back.
Yep.
All of a sudden, look at him now.
I remember when took over for the Dolphins? Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And had a young guy, smaller, got like 5'9", whatever, was going to have a chance to make the team. But they're doing a special teams meeting. And this kind of dates it. He goes, stop the film. And he reaches into his pocket, and he took out a quarter or a dime or something. And he calls out this kid, okay? And he goes, hey, come on up here. And he's like, oh, my God, am I getting cut in front of the team? He goes, you take this dime, you get out of the payroll, you call your mom, you tell her you're the only 100% guaranteed person to make this roster this year because of what you're doing on special teams.
Wow.
And that it made such a thing, but it stood out. But special teams is so important, and you made your mark that way until you acclimated yourself into being an NFL defensive back type thing. I mean, there's so much that goes into that, but I still remember special teams. That's where you made your mark.
Mm. That's pretty cool that Ted Thompson, who, as we all know, was a man of very few words, he just didn't say much, that he recognized your talent then, and asked you to step up, and you did, and obviously it paid big dividends for you.
Yeah, man.
Where'd you go to college?
Utah State.
Utah State.
Yeah. No, much gratitude and so much love to Ted Thompson. Just having a team to recognize, my skill and my craft and recognize my work on the field and the dedication that I put towards it and to bring me aboard. And even though I was, a young fish at the time trying to, swim in a big sea, he brought me in and trusted my work ethic and he saw something. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity because that's all you're asking for is a kid, coming out of California, small town, with a huge work ethic and a dream,
And you made it work, made it happen.
Kudos to Ted Thompson, but there are Ted Thompsons in all industries, right? I mean, I come out of school and business and this guy believed in me and Johnny in media. So I think, I hope we can all aspire to be people like that.
Definitely. And one thing that I didn't realize until I found out, the scouts were telling me, he was undrafted himself.
So
he knew
what
type of chips were against you.
He did the same way you did.
Correct.
Specialty.
Correct. And so that's one thing that you could keep in the back of your mind, yes, he's still drafting the first, second, third rounders, right? Yeah. And he's going to keep them because we had Clay, we had BJ. We had some really phenomenal players that were drafted first, second round through the fourth. And so you could almost go to bat that he was going to actually look at some of the undrafted free agents really hard, too. Sam Shields, another one. Tremont Williams, another one.
Right.
Right? All household names. And so you could really appreciate that he would, you know, put his name down
right.
on an undrafted free agent, even though there was a less investment.
As are you, a household name. I mean, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, it's funny. You know, people don't realize. And back when I was in the media on a day-to-day basis, I mean, we'd be in the locker room literally every single day, every single practice. You know, they've restricted that now. But you'd get to know some of these young guys who are trying to make, like, these free agents. Mm. And you knew in your heart, he's going to just disappear one day.
Yeah.
And so what's that like every day when you're an undrafted free agent? And people can say whatever they want about every guy is going to be treated exactly the same. Bull crap. If you've invested lots of money into a second-round draft pick, I'm sorry, he's going to be treated a little bit differently and than an undrafted free agent correct. From Utah
yeah.
State.
Yeah.
And where Jared Bush was had a nice career with the Green Bay Packers, but it was just almost like heartbreaking sometimes when all of a sudden they're showing up for practice and then they disappear. Mm, and yeah. I remember we had a guy here, you probably wouldn't remember this name. His name was Travis Jervey.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And running back, and not the brightest bulb, okay? And I remember when the final cuts came down, and he had been a draft pick and everything. And I said, "So, did you sleep good last night, or how did you toss it?" He goes, "What do you mean, man?" He's a real surfer, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, I mean, were you worried about the final cuts?" And he goes, "Dude, you know what? I didn't realize. Like, I thought guys were like just quitting. I didn't know. I thought once they signed you, you had a job, man. He didn't know about the game." But you guys,
wow.
I mean, literally guys would you're nervous the entire time, right? In training yeah. camp when you first start out.
Yeah. You know, I guess in that situation, ignorance was bliss.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
Oh, boy. In a lot of situations.
Hey, well, and then he got arrested then yeah. for New Year's Eve shooting off a machine what? Gun or something oh, in his backyard? Gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Travis Jervey. Yeah.
Didn't... Pro Bowler, though.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? He yeah. made the Pro Bowl for special
right.
teams.
Right.
That's right.
Man, that yeah. was one notch in the belt that I was shooting for. 2010, I felt like I got snubbed. Eric Weems took the yeah. took the nod. Oh. I felt like we're duking it out. I'm happy for him. I know him. I was glad to go toe to toe with him. And but yeah, no, Travis Jervey
yeah.
and just some of the nervousness. I think that had to subside at some point. The nervousness is probably at the initial phase.
Yeah.
But at some point, you gotta realize like in between those white lines, you're all football players.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
When you're outside those lines, some of those politics play a role.
Yeah. Right? I'm a firm believer in this. If everybody wore just basic jerseys with no numbers on, and you brought in somebody that didn't know the team, you'd have guys that are third string that where they would say, "Oh, this is potential Pro Bowl." It's funny yeah. how when everybody's anonymous, how ingrained the talent pool
right.
is. It's so close.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're the best of the best. Yeah. Hey,
but the guys that get cut and never make it are not that far away right. from right. great players.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we sure appreciate what you've done on the field, but I want to talk
yeah,
about
let's talk about what you're doing in the Green Bay community right now. It's
before
awesome.
We even get to what you're doing as an entrepreneur
I promise
here,
I won't talk any more football.
Sure. But I just love the fact you stayed here.
Oh,
right? Yeah. We work really hard to retain talent, yep. and you are, and I'm not talking about X's and O's. I mean, you're right. just a good guy and a great business guy. So why did you stay, and then Tell us about your bar.
Yeah. No, it is a bar. You're right, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost 9 o'clock. John leaves at 9, and that's kind of where his head is.
So my blow bar is basically inspired by my two little girls, all right? Just understanding that their hair type is very unique, and I was really struggling. And I was like, gosh, like, I don't know how to do this. And so the education piece of just making sure that they want to have that self-esteem, the self-image, and just self-sufficiency in themselves. You know what I'm saying? And understanding, like, once you have that self-image, as well as the females of the community of Green Bay, once you have that self-image and that positive self-talk, telling yourself good things,
right?
You know, I think there's a lot of good, better things that
will come out of that.
That's that ripple effect into the world. You know what I'm saying? Being as ladies, we love the ladies. We all have one, right? And they are much better when they have a place to feel comfortable, to feel confident, and get the hair done.
Spot on with that. I mean, and you're a good dad for doing that. I mean,
yeah.
kids, look, raising a kid is difficult, and instilling confidence, some people do it through sports, some people do it through theater, some people do it through, and I think I just when I give you a shout out for that. I mean, that's those are life skills that that they're learning. Tell me about the. I want to know how Green Bay reacted or embraced, I guess, is I hope the word I can use. Yeah. When you started a play, you're over by Panera Bread. Yep. Okay.
2621 South of Nye Street.
Okay, right.
All you got to say is Panera Bread next to Panera Bread.
Everybody knows where that is. Everybody's
so good.
Been in Green Bay long enough. Nobody uses addresses. It's next to.
Right.
So landmark.
Nobody knows a 2200 block of Oneida, exactly. But everybody knows where Panera Bread is. Anyway, you're right next. You're in that area.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. And tell us about your business. Exactly what happens there. People walk in.
Some people are like, what do you guys do? Well, we do blowouts. So a lot of times I think the ladies know that they do cut and color, right? And they'll bleach or they'll do, right? They'll try to take away some of the grays or they'll just get some highlights because it's summertime. But we'll just come in, get you a nice wash in the wash sink, condition, and then we'll have our stylist hairstyle it for you. We'll bring up some of the hot tools, either flat press it so it's straight, give it some beachy waves, or give it a nice curl. And we also do bridal parties. So we'll do the updo, the custom updo, like half up, half down. We'll do the braid, do some garnishing. Prom is just around the corner. So we do get a lot of phone calls for those, as well as, like again, bachelorette parties.
How did you get into this?
You know, it's a great concept. I went to Chicago. I took my girls. And right before Lion King, I took them to a similar concept. And actually the competitor, and I was like, wow, this is phenomenal. It's only 90 minutes. And Jim, I was like, I was just watching football. I got to go, took the ladies, got, you know, paid for their services, went to go watch college football. And 90 minutes, they're just dudded out, you know, with all kind of curls, with kind of glitter. And I was like, this is amazing. Why do they not have this in Green Bay? And so I did some research, you know, made sure there's a market for it. And kind of like Hy-Vee, like it was very innovative. And so, and as well as the time frame, I was curious on how ladies were going through the wash with aluminum coming from the salon. My fiance, Mary, literally was in the car wash with aluminum because she gets her hair colored. And I was like, wait a minute, why is there not a faster process? And so 90 minutes to an hour and you're out the door.
Wow.
So, I would have given anything in this world to be able to get my hair straightened when I was in high school. I had the curliest, most unruly hair in the world.
And that's why they got the hot tools. Hey, that hot tools.
You can do that now? But you can straighten somebody's hair?
But
yes.
Jared, is hot tools, is that because it's the temperature or is that hot tools Helena Troy?
Say that one.
Helena Troy is the manufacturer of that. A lot of those straighteners.
You got to understand this. He used to be in this business.
Really?
He invented, you know the things you put around your neck when somebody gets a haircut or whatever?
Yeah.
He invented that.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I invented that. That was around, but we made those. We made the Wrap-It, which is a hair straightening product. You put the gels on, you put that wrap around that head.
Yes. He was in your business.
Wow. I made those. That's how I got to get a job that doesn't pay anything like what I'm doing right now.
Sit here next to me every morning.
Nice. Anyway, yeah, I know beautiful. That. Was that the Proud Lady show that you went to in Chicago? Was that the name of the show?
Lion King.
No. Oh. No, the hair show you went to. Do you remember what the name of that hair show? Anyway, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I bet you and I have been to similar events in the beauty and barber industry because that's, there was a, and there's some great shows where you can learn a lot of things. And you went down there and saw something. It's like, man, we can bring this to Green Bay. I kind of went down there and said, look, I can make this stuff. And that's why I did it here. So anyway, we have some similar things.
Awesome.
So your business, I want to, we get on time. Okay, we're gonna have you back. I want to know hours about what the options are. You said prom is a big deal, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about that.
Awesome.
And your clientele.
Yeah.
Oh, we get a $10 fine if.
This is 30 seconds. We've only been doing this for a year, Jim. This is a 30 seconds.
We get a $10 fine if we go over. So I want to wrap this up. And you're going to come back.
Definitely.
You got a lot more money than I do.
All right.
Jared Bush joining us. Back
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Merriword, former Packer defensive back Jared Bush talked about his great place, Blow Dry Bar, Green Bay. Jim, this is in your wheelhouse because this was your career at one time. Take it away.
I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the beauty and barber industry. Mm-hmm. And you brought something to Green Bay that was long overdue. You needed that. Mm. And I just was asking before we went to break, you know, how were you embraced? I mean, how are you doing there? How are we doing here in Green Bay with something that's
unique specialty?
Yeah. I'm trying to look for this one.
Yeah. You know, it's embraced very nicely, good. Jim. I will say, you know, I get a lot of great comments like, oh, my gosh, this is such needed.
Right.
You know, Jared, you're a genius. That one I take for a grain of salt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear because I think the time concept is amazing because I feel like a lot of times, again, the solution or frustration I'm giving ladies is a time efficient hair salon product.
Right.
And it's time efficient. They come in, they online book, you can call. You can walk in if you want to, but you can book like a stressed out mom or a busy professional. 1 o'clock in the morning, you can make a booking at X time.
Right.
Come in, get it before you travel, before your budget meeting, or after before you're going out.
And how are you doing with labor, getting these professional stylists?
Yeah. Well, we started slow at first. I only had 3 stylists.
Right.
But then I think as the momentum picked up and the word got out, we did a ton of PR. We did just initially just to plant the seed, right, and watch that ripple effect. And then all of a sudden the stylists are coming by. Like, hey, this is what I want to do.
Right.
You know, you do get the color and cut, you know, stylist that wants to do that as well. But at the same time, I'm not getting a lot of full-time stylists, Jim. I'm getting some part-time because our weekends are going to be our busiest time.
Right.
Throughout the week, we're a little slow. That's why I encourage you ladies. Hey, you guys coming in. We do have some promotional deals for duos and tandems. If you guys come in with 2, you guys get a free deep conditioning and $10 off your blowouts. On the weekends, that's when we're usually flush.
Right. How do we, I know you're 15 Oneida Street, right? We'll just tell everybody you're next to Panera because everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But tell me, website, how do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, so you go on blowmedry.com. You can find me on social media at Blow Green Bay, Facebook, Blow Green Bay. And you can call the phone number or the email at blowblowdrybar.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to franchise? Is that your goal? Or what's your goal with this business?
Definitely.
I hope you're staying here.
Yeah, definitely. I want to open up at least 2 to 3, units here. I definitely feel like there's a huge market and just provide that service. I really feel that the ladies of Green Bay, and even I see this in my own fiance, as well as my girls, that when they come in there, they are cheesing out of their mind.
Yeah, right.
They are feeling so good.
And I will say this, having 2 daughters and 3 granddaughters, no one will be more brutally honest to you in a positive or negative way than your daughters.
Mm, definitely. And when, right. And they love it though. I mean, right. I asked them whatever mood they're in. I was like, hey, you want to get a head massage? You want to get like, sure. I'm like, all right, I have to twist your arm on that one.
And you've referenced the ladies a few times, but the guys who are listening, that is an ultimate gift.
Oh yeah.
Because it just a whole lot. Huh?
Gift cards?
Right. And there's a whole lot that goes into getting their hair done. I mean, it's just,
correct,
it's appreciation, but it's also, they love it.
Uplifting. Yeah.
Uplifting.
Yeah. And some pampering.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I walk around
with some blow pops, some candies, and the ladies just pluck. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have coffee, we have water, lots of music. A lot of ladies just want to vibe out, you know, and just get the hair done.
And I just want to say one thing, though. It says something about this community when somebody like yourself from California says, you know what, Green Bay, Wisconsin, that little backwater town. Yeah, I'm going to live there. Yeah. I'm just going to play football. I'm going to live there. I think that's cool.
Yeah. No, it's safe. Let's talk about this safety. You know, it's sometimes, you know, we like to stay positive about the world. Sometimes it can get a little crazy. And Green Bay is probably, besides football season, it's probably one of the tamest cities I know.
Right.
You know.
Where did you grow up? What hometown?
Vacaville, California is Spanish for Cowtown, if you can imagine.
What's it near?
Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Yeah. North, okay. Capital,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
About 45 minutes from Sacramento, 45 minutes from San Francisco.
Oh, that's a cool area then, huh?
Yeah. Very so you cool. Go see the water, and then you got Lake Tahoe about 2.5 hours.
Right.
You know?
It's almost by Butte, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, A-Rob, we used to shoot the breeze about that.
That's amazing, though. I think that's a beautiful part of the country. I mean, Sacramento, I think it's a great old town. You guys got it going on. It's the capital, obviously, and then you head a little bit towards the Bay Area, and you're right in between Lake Tahoe's. There's probably nothing more beautiful than that, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And yet you choose to live here.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean.
I'm the biggest fan of Green Bay you're going to find, but I just really want to thank you. But tell me, so went into the safety, and you hadn't been here all that long, right, to fall in love with Green Bay? How long did you play for the Packers?
Nine years.
Wow. Well, that's a longer time than I thought. Okay, I thought it was like six. Okay.
Yeah.
But, and you made the decision. Was it an easy decision, or was it like, I'm here to stay? Or tell me how you went through that process of choosing to live here, and then not only live here, but start a business.
Yeah, so great question, Jim. So as I was wrapping up my football career, I ended up, you know, with a progressive sports hernia, and I wanted to play. The goal was to play 15 years. I reached nine. Then I wanted to step into coaching. I felt like that was my call to action, and hopefully transition. I saw Rob Davis was a good friend of mine that made that transition. Al Harris made that transition. Mm-hmm. Marquand Manuel made that transition. And you're starting to see a lot of players transition to the coaching world. Well, I think the head man above had different plans for me. And so raised my two little girls, got to be the father figure. And, you know, I just think that time dedication to coaching really kind of seeped in for me. Like, hey, I'm not sure this is in your deck of cards anymore. Let's maybe transition and bring that same tenacity from the football field into the business world so you can have that flexibility to be a dad and a strong father figure for my girls. And I think that really kind of sunk in into my heart, and really and I really appreciate, you know, that redirection, you know, that I thought I wanted to coach, but then when you look at having a family, I'm not sure if it really adds up.
But you're coaching. I mean, you're it's your leadership skills. Yep. You're just sharing them with people in the business world, which business people need that really bad.
Correct.
And I just think it's great that you're doing that
right
here.
I think it's awesome.
Me too.
I think it's fantastic.
All right, we got to come and see your place. I mean, I got to, and guys, get the gift cards. Women, this is just a place where you're really going to feel pampered, and it's a great value. And, you know, some of the best stylists and obviously the best owner you could have, right?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Best
stylist in town. And ladies, he smells really good.
He does. Wow.
What did you say it was again? What's it?
Creed.
Creed. I got to get me some Creed.
That's right, man. That's.
I got to get you some Creed.
Yeah, get me some cred.
Yeah.
I can't imagine either one of you wearing Creed.
I don't know. I could pull this look off.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think? Yes or no?
Okay. You can have it right down the street.
Yeah. Jared Bush, so great having you here, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sure enjoyed watching
you
on the field, and congratulations on what you're doing
on
the streets, basically. This is going to be great. We're going to follow you all the way.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
great
buddy.
Great setup here.
Jared Bush, former Green Bay Packer, defensive back, Blow Dry Bar in Green Bay, right next to Panera's. Stop in. It's phenomenal. We're done for the day. It's a quick Monday. Back in tomorrow morning. Mino and the Mayor. See ya.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair on Air, 3 headlines and a lie, and it's tax day. I hope you'll join us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.